Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back to the Drive, 4 o'clock hour. Josh Bernier comes your way with Burns on Deck show at 5 o'clock. Royals in Baltimore tonight for 3. Michael Wacha on the mound for the Royals, have won 9 of their last 10 games. They'll come back home and have the White Sox at the K for 4. Jay Binkley, Rob Brinton, Carrington Harrison all dudded up at Churchill Downs going to Kentucky Derby. Crossing that off his list this weekend. Also, you got Cody and Golden, the road trip down to Springfield to watch Keglione. And Carter Jensen, Park Hill, go see some local kids too. See Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They wanted 150 originally. They've got over 215 now. I think they're like 220 now as far as tickets and t-shirt to go down and watch that game. It's incredible how many people want to go down and watch it. And I think it's awesome. People go down there, have some beers, some hot dogs, enjoy minor league baseball in Springfield, which is a great town. So hopefully they'll have a lot of fun down there. Rob, we talked about briefly your opinions on City Connects and Major League Baseball, home run or not, should they do them or not? I know they're selling some, they're making some money. Yay or nay?
I mean, I'm generally a yay. I mean, I think it's a case-by-case basis, but generally speaking, like I like the Padres ones, I like the Royals ones, I would say the majority of them I'm a fan of, so I would be a yay.
So you actually like the Padres ones?
Yes, the Padres ones.
I put them at the bottom of the list.
Oh, the Blink-182 ones are so good.
Yeah,
the bottom of the list is Detroit. Detroit's is the bottom of the list. I forget what it says across the front, but it's they wore against the Royals on Friday night, that one series in Detroit. It's bad. That's the worst one.
It's just South Side on the White Sox at this point. We'll get to them in a second. In Seattle, it's the black pants, the blue jersey. I actually think it's pretty neat. By the way, the Royals are having a future night, back to the future night with Seattle again. This is the only team that they've ever done. I remember the futuristic jerseys, the Royals wore. They'll be doing that later this summer in Seattle. They choose the Mariners to do that with, and they both do it. Ken Griffey's always been part of it with his jerseys. Royals are keeping the same futuristic jerseys, so we'll see how that goes later this season. But on Friday nights, ever since they won the World Series, the next couple years after that, they wore the gold on Friday night. Because typically, teams that win the World Series, they're all gold on Friday night the next year. Like the Dodgers this year, Friday night at home games, they'll wear gold. Because that. Then the City Connects start to come out. I like the Royals the best, not just because I'm in Kansas City. I think the City Connects are actually really, really cool that they wear. And some teams, they're terrible. They try too hard. The try too hard hats on from Nike, trying to make these jerseys connect with the city. Don't buy it. Pittsburgh with the PGH, not buying it. New York Mets that are kind of a gray-purple combo. They have George Washington Bridge, I think, on it. Not a fan of the bridge on the helmet. Doesn't look good. Don't like it. City Connect, Kansas City, 100% for. Now, Chicago this year, they will be, I don't know when they're doing it, Rob, but they are doing the Bulls throwback. It'll still say Chicago, but it'll be blue, the Bulls, black and red, signifying Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. Yay or nay on that?
I don't like that.
Yeah, because they suck. I mean, that's a bad tribute to the Bulls that were good.
I I think mostly because I don't like when jerseys have opposing teams' color scheme. Like, one of the reasons I like the Padres one is there's no team in the NL West like pink and lime green and it and that color scheme. It's unique to them, the Padres. But like, red and black is, I mean, that's the Guardians color scheme, basically. I mean, that's a portion of the Twins color scheme. The fact that the Bulls jersey is basically a White Sox version, a White Sox jersey with opposing team colors on it, is goofy to me. It's not the actual honoring the Bulls. I don't like when you get weird with, you know, mixing and matching. Like, KU would never have a purple jersey just for the sake of it. K-State would never have, like, oh, we're going to bring some red out. I think it's dumb. Iowa State has an all-black jersey. Like, that's your rival's color. Why are you doing that?
And the one thing is, too, with the Royals, it looks good. Because Saturday they made the decision. Saturday home games will be powder blue pants, powder blue top, and the batting practice hat, which is the white hat, Royals crown on it, and the light blue back. That's their batting practice hat, but they're also wearing that on Saturdays. And every once in a while they will wear that on the road. They've done it before. They wore it in Milwaukee on their opening day. I think they wear it just if it's a special occasion. Then normally they'll wear the gray jerseys, say Kansas City across, which, by the way, is a very good look. And then they'll have the all blue one that they'll sometimes wear on Sunday on the road or when it's a day game on the road. But for the most part, they're pretty consistent, but they don't wear the home ones very often when you get the City Connects on Friday and then the Powder Blues on Saturday. So Monday through Thursday, better hope a home game, they'll wear the white for the Royals, the traditional white that is so iconic in this city. But the Bulls wins, here's the thing. If you're going to do that, have the Cubs wear them. At least have a good team wearing them. Because it's almost comical to have the White Sox wearing anything Chicago Bulls. Sorry, if they suck as bad as they do, they shouldn't have anything to do with the Chicago Bulls. That's just my opinion. Well, Rob forwarded me this from the NFL. Uniswag put this out on X. The NFL is introducing, quote, rivalries uniforms. Its own take on City Edition, City Connect designs, because Nike does Major League uniforms as well. It says the NFL is launching its biggest uniform update since Color Rush with the new rivalries program. Debuting in 2025, inspired by each team's local community, the Nike-led concept will roll out over 4 years, similar to MLB and NBA's alternate uniform series. So it is not the AFC West this year. It is not the AFC West. You will not be seeing that this year. That'll be in the future. Now, they're calling it rivalries, and I don't know if that's just a cute name, but they did kind of have the rivalries. For instance, they had the Bills and the Dolphins called them a rival. So would they have like a Chiefs-Raiders, some kind of combo? I hope not. But a City Connect?
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For the Chiefs? Like, what would you put on that? I mean, I'm curious. I've seen some AI designs from it. Like, what you do as far as... Like, you're not doing Royals theme, I don't think, on Chiefs jerseys. I don't think you're going the blue and white for them. But City Connect for Kansas City, what was a bunch of fountains? I mean, the barbecue's played out, man. You can't be doing that. And don't dare put the Yellow Brick Road on it because they play in Missouri. I don't know. For now.
When these come out,
they'll be still Missouri.
Probably. Because it's a four year swing. It starts in 25, so 25, 26, 27, 28. That's one of the windows. I don't know, man. I'm terrified that they're going to screw this up. Because what is the thing synonymous with Kansas City, other than barbecue, which you really can't build into a jersey concept? It's fountains.
Yeah.
Fountains are inherently not a red or gold item. They're blue. And I do not want the Chiefs wearing a special blue jersey. So I'm fearful of what this will be because they are connected to the community the team is in.
You get the Skyline or Union Station.
Maybe, but if I there are teams in the NBA that do that. Like the Warriors have the city. Cleveland has the land. So maybe that's the way they do it. But I think there's a non-zero chance whatever this Nike thing is for whatever year the Chiefs get. And this year it's going to be the AFC East and the NFC West. So we'll have a chance to kind of see some of the concepts of the upcoming season. I think there's a chance they screw this thing up and there's a game where the Chiefs are wearing goofy looking jerseys that Nike inspired, because it's not like Nike bats 1,000. Nike does a really good job, but they were also the people that gave us the Color Rush and all sorts of bad stuff.
Well, and those horrible uniforms in baseball where people could see through the pants. That was bad.
Remember those combat jerseys that college football used to wear, where Mizzou wore like gray for a while? That anthracite, I think, was the term they used. Like, I'm leery of the community-inspired Chiefs jersey being looking good. Because when I think of the community, the thing that connects to a jersey is similar to what the Royals do with fountains.
Which, by the way, they hit a home run with that.
Perfect. I mean, but it fits their color scheme. It's not going to work that way for the Chiefs. Like, there's no such. I mean, I know they dyed the fountains red, but no one is synonymous with red and fountains.
No, it is concerning. But the 2025 season, the first batch of teams that'll get these are AFC East and NFC West, like you said. Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, Seahawks, Cards, Rams, and 49ers will have the quote rivalries jerseys in 2025. I'm assuming just one game.
I imagine similar to the Color Rush.
Like, I'm assuming they'd want a primetime game for it.
Maybe this is what they'll do when they start playing everyone has an international game.
In 2026, the AFC South and NFC North will debut their threads. The NFC East and the AFC West will follow in 2027.
So in 2 years.
So you've got the 25 season, then the 26 season, and then boom, the Kansas City Chiefs in 2027. The AFC North and NFC South will round it out. In 2028, they'll wear those.